Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you guys are in the world. I have something today I think will really blow you away, and that's one site that you'll want to be able to use to help with your Facebook advertising or Instagram advertising or YouTube advertising so that you can kind of peek at your competition or look at what they're doing. So I'm going to get into that today. It's not going to be a very long podcast. I just want to kind of share with you something that one of my clients was asking me about, going in and finding out their competitor ads. And I was already doing that. I just wasn't sharing with them because I didn't really think that they cared, honestly, about looking at the information from their competitor standpoint. And really, they didn't. What they wanted to do was really kind of just see what type of responses that their competition, if anything, were generating versus what they were doing, and how what we were doing was different or the same from the competition. Were we doing videos and they weren't? Or were they doing videos and we weren't? Or were they doing images or pictures and we weren't? Or whatever it was. And it used to be on Facebook, you could go in and do info and ads. And that's the way you could go in and see what your competition was doing. So let's say XYZ Dealerships Facebook business page, you could go in and down at the bottom, there was a info and ads section. Well, if you go there now, this is March 2020, if you go in, there's no info and ads section anymore. So where do you go to see what your competition's doing right now? And one of the things that you'll want to be able to do, and if you have a piece of paper and a pen, or you can just remember this, is you'll want to Google Facebook Ads Library. What's really fantastic about that is the fact that you can go in there and see what your competition's doing. Now, the only downside to the Facebook Ads Library is it's only giving you the ads that they're currently running exactly right now. It doesn't have the historical data. I wish it did, but it doesn't. But you can go in there. If you go in, let's say, you know, once a week, or I kind of go in every day, and you can use a program called Snagit. It's, you know, a program that you can clip the screen and then store it on your computer so you can keep tabs of your local competition of ads that they're running and see what they're consistently running. Because if they're running ads, the same ads all the time, well, they're spending money on that, and that means it's probably producing good results for them. And it, when you go into the Facebook Ads Library, it will share with you when the original ad was posted and if there's different variations of that same ad. So for instance, you know, XYZ Dealership, and if it said it was first submitted or first created back in September 2019, and here it is March 2020 and it's still running, well, that's probably a pretty successful ad. I'm not saying copy the ad, I'm saying emulate the ad. Make it your own. If you see that they have a picture of a family around a vehicle, well, maybe you want to create a picture of a family around a vehicle. If you see them creating videos around a family, then you should probably create videos around the family. There's not a wrong way. It's just success leaves clues. I'm a big fan of not recreating or reinventing the wheel. If something's already producing results for an institution, a dealership, a company, I want to just tweak it, make it my own, not steal it. You do not want to clone exactly because that's theft. But you want to make it your own. You want to have your dealership stamp on the way that they're doing their content that they're producing, either advertising-wise, whether it's a video or a picture or maybe a little combo, so that you can create the same type of success. Because if they've been running that ad for six, seven, a year or longer, and you do something similar, you'll have similar results. The dealership I was working for down in Maryland, we were running a successful ad. Over the last year, we created over, I think it's almost 2,000 leads over a year's time. Those are people that we got their name, phone number, and email address that raised their hand that wanted to be able to do business with us over the last, you know, 12 months. That's fantastic. You can do something similar. I mean, we were getting, I think we were paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 to $5 a lead. Now, let me share with you something here, though. A lot of times, and if any of you that are listening to this right now, when you're following up with these leads, a lot of them will not respond on Facebook. I don't know why. They'll submit their information, they'll submit their name and email and everything else, but for whatever happens, they just happen to go they'd go silent, for the lack of better words. So the best way to be able to do that is, number one, call them. And if they don't follow up, I would send them an email. And I've mentioned this before, and I'm not the originator of this idea, but you can create a video and send a quick introductory video to them through email, just saying, hey, this is John. Saw that you contacted us about that F-150. Just wanted you to have a face to the voice so that you knew who we were and what we were about. We will follow back up with you, you know, in, later on in the afternoon, whatever it might be. No one is doing video email. And if you want to create a difference between you and someone else, that's a quick way of doing it. And one way is if you set it up on YouTube. YouTube actually will play video in email, especially if you have a Gmail account, and it just makes it really nice. There's a couple other software companies. I think one's called Boom Boom or Bomb Bomb that you can use, and that's a paid service. I don't get anything for it. I'm just sharing with you some of the information to use. But you'll want to also follow up with them through text messaging. You'll want to be able to text them, because in today's society, people are busy. You know, they're heading into a meeting, heading from a meeting, going to an appointment, going to the doctors, whatever it might be. And maybe they don't have time to answer the phone, because sometimes my wife or my family will call me and I can't necessarily take that call at that moment, but I'll text them. And a lot of the phones nowadays, when someone's calling in, you can do a quick reply back to them saying, I'm on the phone, you know, is this important? Whatever. You could actually format little text messages that when a call comes in will automatically go back out. Or if you're driving, it'll say, I'm driving, sorry, you know, I'll text you when I stop. Something to that effect. But by going in and texting the leads, we've gotten a much better response. They obviously had a desire or an interest in vehicles, or else they wouldn't have taken the time to submit the information through Facebook's lead form. So it's not that they're bad or that they didn't care about what vehicles you had. And sometimes maybe it was late night. I don't know. They were drinking and they just had a wish on one of the vehicles. But a lot of times it's just a matter of the way that you're communicating with them. So if you found that you're not getting good success when you call them or email them, try texting them and doing a 72 follow-up procedure. And I'll go through that in another video. And I wasn't the one that originated this, but it's a way of touching base with them, you know, 4 or 5 times a day over a succession of days. And it's not to the point where people think, they're not already working with you. So if you do it with empathy and you do it tactfully, you'll have good success. You will get, you know, I'd much rather have if somebody called me up and said, hey, Joe Blow's been contacting me, or Mary Jones has been contacting me way too often. I just want it, whatever. I say, okay, I will definitely talk to them. But secondly, I'll go over and give that sales rep a high five because I got them to follow up with us. And that's something that you should strive to achieve as well. So hopefully, let me sum up here this conversation. One, use Facebook ads library to see what your competition's doing, and then do it. Create those ads, put those out, get them to be able to respond. Set up either a branding account, a branding ad and a lead ad, or just solely a lead ad. And then when you do get those leads coming in, and you will, follow up with them voice, email, and text. And I'll go over more ways to be able to do the follow-up in a future podcast, but I just wanted to get this out because it's Monday, the start of a brand new week, something that you can start doing effective today. And you know, we have dealerships that have, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars of budget that they were using for, you know, TV and radio. And you know, one of the dealerships I was working with, well, I actually still am, you know, they're spending $2,000 or $3,000 a month just on radio ads, and it's produced nothing, absolutely nothing. But they wanted to show, I suggested not doing that, but they wanted to see for themselves. And right now, it's just like we're flushing money down the toilet. We've taken that same budget, and actually, we're only doing maybe $100 or $200 a month, and we're getting significant leads just through Facebook's procedure of setting up these ads and having them go on an evergreen. And what I mean by that is we really never tweak it. You know, once we found a right ad that's producing leads on a consistent basis, we just let it roll. And you can go in and create other ads and try and beat that baseline, but you want to have a baseline that is producing consistent leads for you day in and day out. And if you're not creating Facebook ads, you should be starting, like, hang up, don't listen to me anymore. Start creating those ads right now because they produce results for dealerships. I don't care if you're a new dealership, used dealership, or you're a hybrid that you do both. If you're a franchise, doesn't matter. Start producing and start creating content and start putting ads out on Facebook. I'll go over all the other platforms, but right now, if you're not doing on Facebook, you're missing a huge opportunity. All right, hopefully I went on a little rant there. You guys found some value with that. You guys have a great afternoon. See ya.